You want more evidence that the rebels in Syria are in fact not rebels and controlled by the West? A Wahhabi cleric who is with the rebels has declared that the rebels in Syria stand in allegiance with Israel.
على الأقل بحسب زعم المعارضة السورية الجهة التي تقتل الأولاد هي إيران وحزب الله تحدثت مع أحد قادة المعارضة بالطبع هو منفي خارج سوريا واسمه عبد الله تميمي وهو إمام من حمص لنستمع إلى المحادثة التي أجريناها معه
We're not afraid to talk so freely and to talk to us. You're not afraid that the Syrian government will try to get to you, will try to harm you or your family?
There are about $5 million of dollars a reward to kill me by Hezbollah itself because they think that I am the spiritual leader of the Sunnis resistance and the Sunnis fighters, the freedom fighters. Now, every Syrian man, every Sunni Syrian man, looking at Israel, and this is the reality. Israel, it is not our real enemy. And it never been our real enemy. That's the media of the regime. Just to make an excuse to take all the rights of the Syrian people by the name of the war against Israel and liberating Palestine. And every Sunni knew this reality, know this reality very well. And we all know now, we are in the same front with Israel against this barbarian killer. And we are calling the state of Israel to support the demands and the rights of Sunnis in Syria and Lebanon to get their freedom.
Abdallah and Israelis ask themselves, if President Assad is taken off power, will the Sunni majority make peace with Israel? Because we see what's going on in Egypt, and Israelis are afraid that we are going to see the Muslim Brothers and more hatred against Israel, not less.
I am not telling something secret if I say there is no politicians, no Sunni politicians in Syria. They've been eliminated, all of them, by the regime. We need an international administration in Syria to recreate a political leaders in Syria, a politicians to recreate the law and order, to recreate the state, because now we are in Syria. We have no state, no politicians, nothing but the Iranian militias and their agenda for killing and more killing.
Abdallah Tamimi, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. We hope that there will be a solution soon, and we hope that there will be peace soon. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You're welcome.
Nobody should be standing on the side of Israel. No possibly progressive person or Arab nationalist or freedom fighter in any way, shape, or form from any side of the spectrum could possibly be siding with Israel. Now, if this guy is 100% legit, which I'm pretty sure he is, and he's siding with Israel, he does not stand for the liberation of Arab peoples. He does not stand for an independent Arab world away from the control of imperialist powers and from the domination of Israel. They could not be. You could not stand for Arab nationalism or Arab freedom and support Israel. That's absolutely ridiculous. That is a complete fraud. Now, when you combine this with all the other things that have come out about the so-called rebels in Syria, them taking U.S. anti-tank weapons, a British military training, trying to get that journalist killed, and now getting their hands on chemical weapons, I'm done. When the stuff in Libya first started to happen, I thought Gaddafi was the bad guy and supported the rebels and asked questions about it. That is my mistake. I jumped on a side before I fully understand the material conditions that existed inside the country when it happened. I was wrong, horribly wrong, not to back Gaddafi. Now I back Gaddafi 100%. I was absolutely mistaken not to back him. That's because I jumped in on a side right away. I did not make this mistake this time. I stood back and I said, I am not taking a side until I have fully understood both sides of the conflict and what is going on and what the tactics are that's going to be used by both sides in the conflict. And now that I have, and now that I have seen all of this, the anti-tank weapons from the U.S., the British military training, trying to get that journalist killed, them backing Israel, and them getting their hands on chemical weapons to blame the Syrian government? No. My decision's been made. I back the Assad government. I am not going to stand on the side and, on the side of foreign intervention and make the same mistake that I made with Gaddafi. I am fully endorsing the Assad government against the terrorists, the fake rebels, the Western puppets that are tearing up that country right now. Assad, yes. Terrorists, no.